That's one of the reasons why you're seeing me, is because next week you have the parish mission that is based on the Holy Eucharist. And your pastor said, well, come introduce yourself first so they get a look at you before we ask them to come. But of course, if I'm gone from Flint, somebody needs to take my spot. So that's where your pastor is he's up in Flint right now. Today we have the first Sunday of Lent, and every year when Lent begins, we begin with the temptation of Jesus in the desert. And each of the Gospels gives us different details about that particular event in Jesus' life. And I remember, gosh, this was a few years ago now, I was with some other priests, and we were talking about Ash Wednesday was not far away, and we were trying to decide what things were going to happen during the season of Lent where we were. And as we were talking, I mentioned the fact that every year I look forward to the season of Lent. And one of the older priests, he looked at me and he said, you like the season of Lent? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, then you're doing it wrong. Because in his mind, Lent's supposed to be where you're miserable. You give up all the things you like for Lent, and therefore, you can't possibly like it. You have to just push through it. Well, that, of course, is not what we actually believe about Lent. Lent's a time of conversion, and sometimes that does mean, well, there are bad habits that I have that I do need to ask for God's help that I can overcome. So I need to give up some things that are causing me to stray away from the Lord Jesus. But it's also a time to embrace many good things that maybe we haven't had time to do or we have forgotten about. And so Lent is not so much about how can I suffer, but how can I serve Jesus better? And that may involve things that we don't particularly like, but ultimately, it's a time of great joy because it is about conversion and coming close to the Lord Jesus. Today, as we hear about Jesus being tempted in the desert, the place where I talk the most about the temptation of Jesus is when I'm in the confessional. Many, many times people have come to confession and they can't understand why, though they want to do good, they keep doing bad things. Or even more, why do I have these bad thoughts? I have this one relative, I try to love them, but when I see them, in my mind, I think all sorts of hateful thoughts. And I've literally had people say, am I schizophrenic? And my response is, well, you do realize that the devil tempts you, right? That some of the thoughts in our head aren't us. It's not that I'm thinking how much I hate that person, but maybe there's someone who wants me to hate that person. And that's why all of these hateful thoughts are being suggested to my mind. Remember, even Jesus, the spotless, sinless one, the devil whispered into his ear, let me tell you all these ways that you could glorify yourself without having to save all of these people from their sins. And Jesus had to keep resisting and rebuking the devil as he was tempting him. So I always use this first Sunday of Lent as a reminder to people that you are in a battle. That some of the time when your thoughts seem to be on the craziest things, sometimes it's not because you're crazy. It's because someone is trying to lead you astray. And when we begin to recognize that that battle is going on, we can then, of course, have greater victory. Because we generally will not just fight against ourselves, but if we realize it's the enemy, we will fight against him. Where I minister in Flint, the parish there, after daily mass every day, they will say the prayer of St. Michael. St. Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. And when I got there, they said, we hope you don't mind, but this is what we do here at the parish. I said, actually, it's great, because it reminds us that there is a battle going on. If Jesus had to get through the temptations of the devil so that he could fulfill his vocation, his calling to be our Lord and Savior, well, we also, of course, then will experience these times. And in Lent, we always begin this season with a reminder that as we're trying to do better, there's someone whispering in our ear, telling us we never will be, telling us we don't have to be. And that's the reason why we always start Lent reflecting upon this reality. Also, of course, because Jesus spent 40 days in the desert being tempted, and Lent is 40 days, so we see the obvious parallel. And so what do we do with this fact that we're in a battle? Well, in our first two readings today, they spoke about Noah and the ark, people being saved through water in Noah's ark. And St. Peter says in the second reading, well, that refers to our baptism, that just as they were saved through water by the ark, so we are saved through the waters of baptism. And St. Peter says, not just the washing of our bodies, but really the power of God being manifest in us in baptism so that we can follow him as his disciples. And I think that too often we forget what we received in baptism. Because when we were baptized, for many of us, that baptism happened when we were infants. We weren't even aware that we were being baptized. But when we were, God was pouring grace into our lives so that we could become his disciples. And too often, when people come to me and say, you know, I'm trying to follow Jesus, but I have no strength left, I'll suggest to them, have you drawn upon the grace of your baptism? What does that mean? Well, God poured into you his grace. I imagine there's some left. Draw upon that. And so that's one of the things we remind ourselves of during the holy season of Lent, is that through our baptism, we have been equipped to be disciples of Jesus. And we need to draw upon that grace, the gifts that God has given to us through the sacraments, so that we might follow him faithfully. Now, of course, next weekend, we have our parish mission. The mission is based on this being one of the years of the Eucharist, especially focused on the parish. And so we're also going to talk about the grace that we receive from some of the other sacraments, like the body and blood of Jesus in the Eucharist, that we will receive later today. And so it's important for us simply in this season of Lent to remember that there is a battle going on. You're not just hearing voices. There really is someone trying to keep you from following Jesus. But through the sacraments, through prayer, through the disciplines of Lent, prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, we are called to be the Lord's disciples and given the strength and the grace to do that. Now, I should probably mention, because that's why I'm here, that next weekend begins your parish mission. It's Sunday night, Monday night, and Tuesday night, those three nights. And what I have said to people before, when I preach missions, is come the first night. If you decide, I don't really like this guy, well, it's the same guy the next night, and don't come back. It's, you know, there's only one guy who's coming to do the mission, but come to hear as we together think about what happens during the Mass. What is God doing to us? What is it really that we receive? And how is it supposed to affect our lives? So in this year of the Eucharist, this really is a time for us to focus on the importance of what happens at the altar. I certainly hope that you're able to come to the mission. It's my understanding all three evenings will be in Chelsea for this particular mission. So I know some of you will say, well, it's not happening here, but you are co-sponsors of the mission. So your pastor said, make sure they know this is their mission too. And that's why I'm here talking to you this weekend. So we certainly hope to see you there as an opportunity this Lent to focus again on the grace and the mercy we have received in the sacraments, so that this Lent might be a Lent of growth and a Lent truly of conversion.